I would just like to end this message, Barbara, by saying to our friends, we love you, and we just thank you for being so willing to listen to this message on really the baptism of the Spirit. And the title of this is Tongues, Turning on the Power. Many of you felt very powerless in your lives. I know that by your letters. I know that by your phone calls. I know that by what you say is, tell us before and after the meetings. So I praise God that today you've received the baptism of the Spirit.
Hallelujah.
And write to us, and we will pray for you. We'll intercede with you.
Amen.
And you may have at first just one or two little words that may da-da-da-da, goo-goo. It may sound so simple and
right.
So stupid, you may say, oh, see, now the reason gets involved there.
Yes.
And but if you practice, if he just gives you one word, if he just gave you two, 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 if that's all you have, put pride aside and fear aside and just go for that. And as you trust Holy Spirit, he will give you more fluent expression, and you will begin really operating in the Spirit. God will bless you beyond your fondest dreams.
Oh, Darren, this whole word is full of people that did unorthodox things, totally out of the ordinary, totally out of reason, man's reasoning. And David with Goliath, that was a little boy with five stones. He got him for the first fling with one stone. He didn't need the others. But then we talk about Elijah and Elisha and the miracles they worked. They were so unorthodox, Darren, throwing a branch into the water to get an axe head back floating up on the water. Things that the reason of man, they can't imagine. They
sure,
can't reason. That's right. It does not make sense. So we know that the things of the Lord sometimes do not make sense. But oh, people, it is so worth it to give your tongue and your mouth over to Holy Spirit and totally let him use it. It is so worth it. And you will grow mightily. You will grow in great amounts in the next few weeks as you use it every day.
Amen.
I would pray 5 or 10 minutes every day with my new tongue.
Amen. And you need to thank God and say this. It is easy to pray in tongues. Thank
That's
you, Holy
right.
Spirit, for baptizing me in your
Hallelujah.
Spirit. And it'll come that way.
Yes.
I'm telling you, we prayed for lots and lots of people. That's the way it works. It'll come. May seem awkward, but that's okay. You didn't learn to walk in one day, and you didn't learn to speak in English in one day.
Yes.
You had to practice and get up and keep going, and we're kind of like a spiritual parent in a sense. We're going to dust you off and pick you up and tell you you're going to make it and want to hang in there.
Yes. We have a little pamphlet from Darren in Denver. We speak in other tongues, and if you write to us, I'll be happy to send it to you. It gives a little bit more detailed explanation of tongues and speaking in tongues and why do we speak in tongues, and tongues is an act of obedience, and it may help you to lead a friend into the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Remember, immediately when we receive something, we're called out to minister.
Amen.
So we bless you, and just ask for the tongues pamphlet if you want to from Darren in Denver, and just write to us then at Darren in Denver, Box 37367, Denver, Colorado, 80237. We'd be happy to send it to you.
Hey, we've enjoyed being with you in this
yes.
tape broadcast, and we will see you next time, and God's richest and best blessings to you as you learn to walk in Holy Spirit.